Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Kapi Jama Balaba Giribara Dari. Pijana Balaba Giribara Dari. Jasodanandana Prajajana Ranjana. Jasodanandana Prajajana Ranjana. Kamuna Tirabana Chari. Kamuna Tirabana Chari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Kopi Jana Balaba Giribara Dari. Kopi Jana Balaba Giribara Dari. Jaya. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Parivrita Kacharya Stotra Sat Sisi Mat Abhai Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Is co-founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anand Coach Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Prince Kohosa Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Vrindavana Dham Ki Jai. Mathura Dhamma Ki Jai. Mayapur Dhamma Ki Jai. Ganga Mayi Jamuna Mayi Ki Jai. Tulasi Devi Maharani Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Harinama Sankirtana Jaga Ki Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai, Brihat Mridanga Ki Jai, Guru Brahmanandi, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 9, Chapter 21st, the Dynasty of Bharata. And today we are reading from text 19 to 21. So what should be there should be there. 21. Yeah, okay. So then I'm going to read by myself the 19 and 20. That is not on the board. And doesn't have a purple. Gagachini stato gargyaha kshatrat brahma hiyavartata durita kshayo mahavirya tasya trairuni kavi. Translation. From Garga came a son named Shini. And his son was Gargya. Although Gargya was a Kshatriya, there came from him a generation of Brahmanas. From Avirya came a son named Duritakshaya, whose sons were Trairuni, Kavi, and Pushkararuni. Although these sons of Duritakshaya took birth in a dynasty of Kshatriyas, they too attained the position of Brahmanas. Brihatkshatra had a son named Hasti, who established the city of Hastinapura, now New Delhi. Text 21, repeat please. Ajamido Dvimidha Cha Daha No, Purumidha Sorry Cha Hastinaha Ajamidhasya Vanshyaha Siyu Priyameda Adayaha Dvijaha Ajamido Dvimidascha Prumidascha Hastinaha Ajamidasya Vamsya Siyuhu Priyameda Dayo Dvijaha Ajamido Dvimidascha Purumidascha Hastinaha Ajamidasya Vamsya Siyuhu Priyameda Dayo Dvijaha. Devotees. Damido Dvijaha. Purumidascha. Damidasa. Ajamido Dvimidascha Purumidascha Hastinaha Ajamidasya Vansyasyu Priyamidhadayo Vijija Ajamido Dvimidascha Purumidascha Hastinaha Ajamidasya Vansyasyu Priyamidhadayo Dvija Vaishnavis Ajamido Dvimidascha Purumidascha Hastinaha Ajamidasya Vansyasyu Priyamidhadayo Dvijaha Ajamido Dvimidascha Purumidascha Hastinaha Ajamidasya Vansyasyu Priyamidhadayo Dvijaha Ajamidah. Ajamidah. Vimidah. Dvimidah. Cha. Also. Purimidah. Purumidah. Cha. Also. Hastinah. Became the sons of Hasti. Ajamidahasya. Of Ajamidah. Pansyaha. Descendants. Siyuhu. Are. Priyameda Adayaha. Headed by Priyameda. Dvijaha. Brahmanas. Translation Popo by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. From King Hasti came three sons named Ajamidah, Dvimidah, and Purumidah. The descendants of Ajamidah, headed by Priyameda, all achieved the position of Brahmanas. Repeat, please. From King Hasti came three sons named Ajamida, Dvimida, and Purumida. The descendants of Ajamida, headed by Priyameda, all achieved the position of Brahmanas. Purport. This verse gives evidence confirming the statement of Bhagavad Gita that the orders of society, Brahmanas, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, are calculated in terms of qualities and activities, guna karma vibhagashaha. All the descendants of Ajamida, who was a Kshatriya, became Brahmanas. This was certainly because of their qualities and activities. Similarly, sometimes the sons of Brahmanas or Kshatriyas become Vaishyas. Brahmana Vaishyatam Gataha. When a Kshatriya or Brahmana adopts the occupation or duty of a Vaishya, Shri Goraksha Vanijyam, he is certainly counted as a Vaishya. On the other hand, if one is born a Vaishya, but by his activities, he can become a Brahmana. This is confirmed by Narada Muni. Yasya lakshanam proktam. The members of the Varnas, or social orders, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, must be ascertained by their symptoms, not by birth. Birth is immaterial. Quality is essential. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnana Tirandasya Gyanam Jala Salakya Chakshuru Militam Jana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Staptam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vanchakalpa Drubhisha Kripa Sindhubhavatya Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So before beginning, I'd like to ask the blessings of senior Vaishnavas Prabhu. And please give me your blessing that I can speak something that is worthwhile to be heard and to that will be for our purification. So the theme here is Varnashrama. Varnashrama and Brahmanas. The two verses speak about thank you. You speak about the Varnashrama. First I'm going to touch a little bit about Varnashrama. Although Varnashrama is a very vast subject matter, One can give many hours of seminar, many days of seminars speaking about Varnashrama. But when I was researching about Varnashrama, I came through this article by Hare Krishna Devadasi. And the title of the article is What do we mean by Varnashrama? So I'm not going to read all because it's very big, don't worry. But I'm going to only go through some parts here that I found that is very interesting to give some idea about Varnashrama. So she begins her article saying that in her studies of Srila Prabhupada's books, she found that Srila Prabhupada mentioned the word Varnashrama having different meanings. And then sometimes it becomes a little bit confusing. So then she tried to clarify this. She said, to clarify these issues, we must recognize that the word Varnashrama conveys similar but significantly different meanings in different contexts. Here are three basic types of Varnashrama. So then she says that there are three types of Varnashrama that Srila Prabhupada, when he is speaking about Varnashrama, he is referring to. So first kind of Varnashrama is the original Varnashrama, is the division of society into four Varnas and four Ashrams that cooperate to satisfy the Supreme Lord. One's Varna is determined by one's character, qualities, training and work. The focus is spiritual advancement and spiritual satisfaction for each member of the society. This kind of Varnashrama is a spiritual institution, just as a temple or a church becomes spiritual when used to glorify the Supreme Lord. The original Varnashrama is sometimes referred to as Daiva or Divine Varnashrama. So that is the first kind of Varnashrama that she calls the original Varnashrama. And then the second one is called Materialist Varnashrama. Is the formal division of society into four Varnas and four Ashramas, primarily to control society and increase the material well-being of certain groups. Typically, parentage and adherence to certain rituals determine Varna, rather character and training. The hereditary caste system, a perversion of the original Varnashrama, is the category of a materialist Varnashrama. So then this one is the second class of Varnashrama that she calls it materialist Varnashrama. That is based in mainly in the hereditarity. If someone is son of a Brahmana, then automatically he is considered Brahmana. And the third is the spontaneous Varnashrama. And she says that is the default society. Is the kind of Varnashrama that is there in the karmic society, let's say. That results because by nature people tend to divide into classes, the four Varnas. The spontaneous Varnashrama is devoid of a connection with the Supreme Lord and does nothing to promote spiritual progress. So then, because by nature, naturally people have different tendencies. Some people they are more intellectual, some people they are more in the mode of passion, and they like fighting and administration, organization, and some people they like work in the field, they like trading, yeah, business, and some people they are workers. So this is natural. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Varnya Maya Shistam Guna Karma Vibhagaja, that the four varnas were created by Krishna, naturally. A person is born with some tendency already. It's for that in that time, as soon as a child was born, they used to make the astrological chart. Because through an astrological chart, you can see the tendency. If your person is more brahminical, is more kshatriya, vaishya, or shudra. And then, the education would be given accordingly. Yeah, if a person has tendency more brahminical, he would be have an education in this direction. More kshatriya, his education since the beginning would be in this direction. So, and then the things would be more organized, more together. Nowadays, nobody knows who is who. Mainly in Western countries, nobody cares about, nobody knows, or because we are in a capitalist society. So then what is important is money. So then the education of the children is directed to earning money. What gives more money? The person is educated to. So then many parents, they want that their children be doctors, engineers, and so on, that they can earn a lot of money. They don't take in account if their children, they have the tendency of brahminical, or kshatriya, or vaishya, or shudra. So then, what happens is that most people, they are not happy, because they are not following their nature, their natural nature. No? And then we see even president of countries that they are shooters, and they are executing the role of a kshatriya. So it's everything topsy-turvy, as Srila Prabhupada says, upside down. So this Krishna consciousness society has the aim, try to put the things in their right place. Of course, it won't be from one day to another. It will take time. We are trying to establish this Varnashma inside our society, ISKCON, first, and has been a long struggle already. Many years we are trying, and gradually we are getting there. People are being engaged according to their nature, gradually. But as many of us came from this Western society, so then it's difficult to adapt to Daiva Varnasha. It will be a process, gradual. Maybe the children of our children will see Daiva Varnasha more established inside ISKCON. So, but yeah, we should continue trying. In Daiva Varnashrama, there are four varnas and four ashrams, no? And the four ashrams is Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasi. And the duty of the head, yeah, that is compared to a body, and the Varnashram. And the structure of the society is compared to a body. And a human body has to have a head, has to have arms, has to have a stomach, and has to have the legs. We cannot walk with our head, and we cannot think with our legs. So then a society to be well structured has to have these divisions. It has to have brahmanas, has to have kshatras, has to have vaishyas and shudras. And the duty of the brahmanas, the main duty is to study the shastra, the scriptures, and teach the other orders. And in our society, there are three main scriptures that the brahmanas should study. Yeah? Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Those are the main three scriptures that the brahmanas should be well versed with. Not that a brahmana should be a bookworm, read all books. We can see that many devotees, they read all kinds of books, and then they have a mental indigestion, and then they begin to vomit all kinds of philosophies mixed up with Vaishnava philosophy. So then it's important that the brahmanas concentrate their studies to Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. In this way, they will be able to direct the Vaishyas properly, the Kshatras. First, the Kshatras, those devotees that they have the tendency to be a Kshatra, because naturally, the arms, they follow the head. So if the Brahmanas of our society, they are responsible, and they know the philosophy very well, naturally the kshatras are going to follow them, and also the vaishyas. And as the shudras, their duty is to serve the other three classes, so naturally they will be engaged in devotional service also. In this way, the society will be perfect. So then it is important that we are well situated in our position. First we have to find our position. Many devotees that when they come to the movement and for some years they don't know what their position are at all. Because due to many years they have been in the material world and executing different activities that has nothing to do with their own nature. So till they find out their real nature takes some time. But when we find out our nature, we should try to act according to the instruction of the Shastras. For example, Brahmachari. No? Brahmachari, the Shastras, they give guidance how a Brahmachari should act. Yeah? And, for example, not talk with ladies, mixing with ladies. And then Gihastra, they should provide for the other three classes, Brahmachari, Vanaprasa, and Sannyasi. That is the one duty of the Gihastras. And not that some Gihastras, they get married, and then they try to live as Brahmachari. Srila Prabhupada said that marriage life without children is zero. Srila Prabhupada speaks like this. So then, When a man gets mad, one of his duties also is to have children. Not that he is living as Grihastha and trying to live as Brahmachari, and Brahmachari trying to live as Grihastha, and that is not following the Shastras, and then everything becomes... Because this system was created to make us happy. Chaturvanya Maya Shastram was created by Krishna, and all the rules that apply to the Shastras, to the orders that are given the Shastras, should be followed. In this way we are going to be happy. It's for our happiness and the happiness of society. And so on and so forth. Vanaprastha, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni gives the instructions for the different ashrams, what they should do. And then Grihasthas. Of course, we have to take in account that we are in 2019 in Kali Yuga. For example, the Bhagavatam says that the sannyasis, they should, if is preferable, that they go around naked. So we cannot follow it nowadays in our society. But as much as we can, the other instructions that are there and the shastras about the different orders, we should try to follow it. And then the society will become in harmony with Krishna, the creator of the varnas and ashrams. In regard to the brahmanas, there is a pastime, because just two verses they speak that although they were children of kshatras, all of them became brahmanas. So in Krishna's pastimes, there is a pastime of Krishna related to the brahmanas. And the pastime goes like this, that one day the cowherd boys, they were in the forest with Krishna and Balaram, and then they felt hungry. And then they approach Krishna and Balaram and they ask, please Krishna, do something, we are feeling very hungry. And do something. And then Krishna said, please go to the house of some brahmanas that live nearby and beg to them for some food. Tell my name and name of Balarama and ask them to give some food. So then the cowboys, they went to the house of the brahmanas. And the brahmanas were busy doing the sacrifice, the Vedic sacrifice. And they didn't even pay attention to the cowherd boys. Cowherd boys were explaining that Krishna and Balaram, they sent us here, they are hungry, please give some food to us. But they didn't even pay attention to them. Then finally, they become disgusted, and they went back to Krishna and Balaram. And then they told Krishna what had happened. And Krishna smiled and said, don't you worry. When we are begging, it's like this. It's not that everybody is going to give to us. Sometimes we will be successful and sometimes we will not. But now you go back and you ask to the wives of the brahmanas, because they are my devotees and they are going, certainly they are going to give you something to you. So then the cowherd boys, they went back and they asked to the wives of the brahmanas. And when the wives of the brahmanas, they heard that was Krishna and Balaram, that they were begging some food and they were hungry, immediately they stopped everything that they were doing and they went prepare nice prasad for Krishna Balaram. And then they personally prepare themselves to go to give the prasada to Krishna and Balaram. And when the husbands, children and parents of the wife of the Brahmana saw that they were going to the forest, they tried to stop them, but they didn't pay attention to their family members and they went to meet Krishna. So Krishna became very happy when the wives of the Brahmanas came, and he glorified them and then told them to go back home to serve their husbands. And then as the gopis also, they didn't like when Krishna spoke in this way. They told them, oh, now we cannot go home because our husbands, our family members, they were not going to accept us back in our house. Krishna said, no, don't worry, they are going to accept you, you go. And it's better that you go because nobody will, the society will not like if you stay with me here in the forest. It will not be acceptable. And also be better for you to increase your love for me that you don't stay with me. That you stay far from me, meditate on me, chanting my name. In this way, your love for me will increase more. So then when the wives came back home, the brahmanas were glorifying them, the wives, because said, although they were brahmanas, they could not serve Krishna Balaram. And the wives immediately went. Then the brahmanas said, these women have never undergone the purificatory rites of the twice-born classes, nor have they lived as brahmacharinis or brahmacharis in the ashram of a spiritual master, nor have they executed austerities, speculated on the nature of the self, followed the formalities of cleanliness, or engaged in pious rituals. Nevertheless, they have firm devotion for Lord Krishna, whose glories are chanted by the exalted hymns of the Vedas, and who is the supreme master of all masters of mystic power. We, on the other hand, have no such devotion for the Lord, although we have executed all these processes. So, and that comes confirming what Srila Prabhupada said in the end of this purport here, that quality is essential more than some designation, and the qualification is the main qualification is sarva dharma paricha dharma ekam charanam paja hantva sarva papapyo moksha shami manshuchaha, is to surrender completely to Krishna, yeah? With love and devotion, have a firm love and devotion for Krishna. That is the main qualification that a devotee should have. The other things like varnashrama are organization of the society, that it works perfectly. But the main point is that everybody develops love for Krishna. That is the main thing. And yeah, I think I'm going to stop here. If is there any question, a comment?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your wonderful lecture. I'd like to ask, for example, you mentioned that people when are not engaged according to their nature, they are unhappy, unsatisfied. So in our society, sometimes people are given position like a brahmana or temple president or sannyas, whatever. And sometimes they say, this is not my nature. So how to make a balance between those? You know, like that. So how to make a balance to engage people accordingly? Thank you.
Yeah. As I mentioned in my class, that as we came to from the material world, many of us, for example, I myself was not born in the movement. My parents, they were not Vaishnavas. They're not from ISKCON. And as most of us and the older devotees, they came from the materialist society. It's difficult to immediately to adjust, to adapt to this new system, because it's a new system. As I said, we came from a capitalist system, society. So our values sometimes is money. Where I can get more money, how can I make more money, and which position I have more prestige and money. And so in this way, sometimes we get bewildered and we make wrong decisions, and who should be here, who should not be here, and this position, that position. But gradually, as we advance more, as the movement becomes more mature, because, for example, in the beginning, as a disciple of Srila Prabhupada used to say, the only person mature and old in the movement was Srila Prabhupada, because we were all in the 20s, and who was 25 was considered old and things like that. So now the movement, we have more senior devotees that they are older and they are more mature, and then so in this way gradually the movement is getting more mature. We can see it if we study the history of ISKCON. We can see that gradually things are, the milk is getting thicker and thicker. So yeah, we should ourselves see that we don't enter in this situation, that we don't accept a position only because name, fame, or adoration, or whatever. And as far as other people, we should see that there are some devotees in a superior position that are overseeing these things. So what is out of our control, we should practice, see that ourselves we don't do it, and continue practicing the process, and gradually the things are going to come to the right way. Any other question or comment? Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Hello, Vaishyas.
Who?
Vaishyas. Are referred to commonly as businessmen. There's also Prabhupada, a lot of times he'll say that they're all about cows and growing food. Prabhupada repeatedly says that just by taking care of cows and growing food, that all your economic problems are solved. But we notice that everybody who tries to survive by growing food and taking care of cows, they're not successful. They end up having to go and sell something and become part of some other business just to support the cows that they have instead of the cows supporting them. So how is it, just because of Kali Yuga, or or what are we missing that makes it so that this cow protection and food supply, grains, why doesn't that work?
Okay, I can tell by my own experience. I had experience about it because when I was about 25 years old, before I was working in a bank, and from 15 to 21 years old, I worked in a bank. And then I have a click, and I said, no, it's not this kind of life that I want, and I want another thing. So then I left everything, and I went to live in the mountains in Brazil. So then I could see it, that what happened is that because there where I went to live, some people were living there for many generations, and they knew how to have grains from the land, the right time to sow it, when, what to do that they grow properly, and the weather and the moon, and they have experience because many generations they have been doing that. When I arrived there, I didn't know anything, and I couldn't do anything, grow anything. So then I began to work with them, ask them to sow some things in the land that I had and everything. So that is the main problem, because we don't have experience in the beginning. We came from a city life. City life is completely different from countryside life. It's another world. I lived there some years and I could see it with my own eyes and experience it. First problem is this, that we don't have experience from our father, our grandfather, and so on, that we don't have experience to work with the land. So then, in the beginning it's difficult for us to adapt, to live from the production. That is one problem. Many other problems. Other problems is that is lifestyle, and the countryside is different from the city. It's more the mode of goodness. City is more passion, and we are not used. I saw many, this time that I was living there in the countryside, I saw many, because that time it was 1980s, like this, was in Brazil, was very strong this wave and back to the countryside. So all young people were trying to go live in the countryside and back to the nature and waterfalls and mountains and clean air to breathe and everything. So many young people, they were going, and I went in this wave also. I went to live in the mountains. And I saw many of them, they would come, stay some time, and then feel, there is nothing happening here. Only crickets making some noise and some birds. And soon they went back to the city and cinema and a horn and that mode of passion of the city. Because they were not used. They became disturbed, that too much peacefulness. They were not used to it. So then, first, they were not, they didn't have the education how to deal with the land and animals. And second, they were not used to this lifestyle, so it takes some time. So then, this is the two main problems that I see, that why the devotees, they cannot live from in a farm. But as new generation comes and they were born in this situation and the parents, they persisted, they controlled their mind, and they stayed there in the field, and they tried. So then their children, they will be able, will be natural for them to live there. So then they will, they have more chance to do the things more successful than their parents. So it's a process, gradual, that next generation, they will do better than us, that came from a city life. I didn't last down the mountains also. After some time I had to go, because it's another way of life that we are, I was not used. Okay? Jai Hare Krishna. Jai Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Yajna Murti. Thank you very much. For me, this question is very valid. As you said, people like who are not experienced, if they try to do something, then they are not successful. But in India, when we see villages, people are leaving villages and they are coming to cities to earn. Even in ISKCON, the Brahmacharya is coming from village. They don't stay in like village or in temples. So they adopt the life of city,
yeah,
which looks more easy. And so what is the like
but
point here, that why we are not able to establish this thing like what Prabhupada is saying, just by having cars and like taking care of cars? And so what is the practical problem is there?
That's another problem. That's not, that I notice also when I live down the mountains, because the government, they don't facilitate the people that is, they are living in the countryside. For example, it's very difficult to find a good doctor, a good dentist, and some entertainment. Everything is in the big cities. If you want a good doctor, a good dentist, you have to get a bus and go 2-3 hours to get it. So why? Because the government, they don't incentive that people go live there in the countryside. The system is all for big cities. Everything is happening in big cities. So then naturally people go to big cities because they cannot find things that they need in a small village. Why? Because the government, they don't support this lifestyle. The lifestyle that the government supports is big cities. And then naturally people begin to go. There is no education for people to continue living in the villages, preaching to them that no, this is the perfect way of living, it's more healthy, and it's better. Big cities, we have a lot of problems, diseases, and so this is all also a fault of the government, the leaders of society, that they don't give knowledge for people that are in the countryside, and they don't give facilities for them to continue living there. As I said, good doctors and entertainment and everything that people need to live in the countryside.
But like in our society, we are trying to set up some farm communities.
Uh-huh.
Like we want to teach people live life like this. But means to say, I don't know if any farm community is successful running like this and showing some example to the people. Because economic development means like you need something and somebody can supply you. This is the basic fund of economic development. There is demand and there is a supply. So how like, still like practical thing is not like feasible. We cannot see any farm communities coming up. And I believe that Prabhupada was also like very much worried, or he was like wanted that there should be some farm communities which can show the whole world that this life can be also lived. So
yeah.
Where we are like missing the point.
His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj is being quite successful in a farm community that he is establishing. Jai Hungary is very famous, and I wish to visit that. I never went there, but I read a lot of things, and I heard that it's quite successful. Yeah, it will take some time. All beginning is hard, and we have to begin small. We can see by the Srila Prabhupada, when he started this ISKCON movement also was not easy. So we have to continue trying, and then we'll get there.
And one more question I have regarding Varnashram system. Like in India, this Varna especially, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, this was existing, but now people are like, they don't like this, even they sometimes hate this because of certain reason. If somebody starts like, I'm thinking I'm Brahmana, and then he looks other people like down, and you see in a big temple like even in Jagannath Puri, they don't allow other than Hindus. So how to, in ISKCON we should establish something like this special disease of looking other people down should not become. Like if somebody worshipping deities, or he is giving classes, or he knows some shastra, then this sentiment comes that I am better than other. So how this thing should not come? Because in modern society, if you will speak about Varnashram, especially Varna, they immediately say no. And especially women, if you like, they don't like, they start rejecting this thing. So how to come out with healthy situation?
I think one important point is to make show the difference between materialist Varnashram and divine Varnashram. That we are preaching divine Varnashram that is centering in Krishna. And that this materialist Varnashram is based exploitation. Is a system of controlling the society to facilitate or to give facilities to some a small portion of the society, like the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. And because it's materialist, it's not Krishna is not in the center, then has caused a lot of suffering for many people. So then, I think that the way is showing them that our Varnashram is not the same Varnashram that was going on here. I think that is... Okay, I think it's time to stop. There is a sign here, 9 o'clock. Thank you very much for your attention. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.